Yay, we're back and alive.
I'm still evacuated.
Are you still evacuated from work?
Yeah, today I think we'll get to go back tomorrow, but I haven't gone to work since Thursday.
Yeah, the 101 opened.
Yeah, but they were still, our area was still under evacuation this morning, and so they were like...
Uh-oh. What the fuck just happened? You're calling me right now, Jack.
Talking to you.
You're talking. Okay, while you're talking to me, I can hear you talking, and you are calling me. Stop calling me with your spam calls, Jack.
What happens if you hit it? If you hit the red button this time?
I hit. I just closed it. It probably would have created a gnarly loop.
That's weird.
That's never happened in all these years of potting.
We were having weird connection issues though, so it must be doing something. I don't know.
Yeah, two new fires as of today, too. Simi Valley and wherever the other one is.
And, I mean, obviously, lots of tragic news. Over 370 homes destroyed. Those two people were killed. That's just locally. That's not even that really devastating, crazy fire up north that's killed a bunch of people and leveled more home. But the coach of my son and daughter's Odyssey of the Mind team, her house was destroyed.
Do you know who lost his house? Frank of Heidi Frosty Frank.
Oh, I didn't know he lived over there.
Well, think about it. This has come from almost Chatsworth, let's say, through, Oak Park, Thousand Oaks, all the way to the water.
It's a big swath, but he used to live in Burbank.
Oh, no. So he lived somewhere in the fire path. I don't know where.
Okay. And he moved out there.
He completely lost his house. Then another sales guy that works with my wife completely lost his house in Malibu. My job I was supposed to start today completely burned to the ground. That business is now gone. And then my asshole job that I still have is we are evacuated to Orange County. We're working out of Huntington Beach, which is not fun. And
are you going there every night now?
I'm going to, I didn't work last night. And then I'm working tonight. And then I'm not working tomorrow night. And then I'm working... then I'm off 2 days in a row, and then I'm working three straight. So it looks like they've got me 4 days this week. So they've cut everyone's
hours.
They've cut everyone's hours, which is kind of fucked. Like,
yeah,
a company could suck it up, and especially since we're working, it's not like they're giving us 40 hours a week, but they can match our checks up to 40 hours if they're only giving us 32.
right.
Yeah. I would certainly hope they do that. At this point, I have no faith in them to do anything near the right thing. So,
no, sure.
Yeah. And that area by where my work is, by the way, what was it? Friday morning when it all went to shit in a basket? Was it Friday or?
Yeah, Thursday night is when it started. And by Friday morning, it had jumped the freeway and was headed your way.
Yes. I went to work Thursday morning and I was in what they call the bungalow, which is the way off tiny little house that we have that's away from everything else.
Okay.
And the wind was blowing so bad, and I've never had this happen, at least, here when I was there. The wind was blowing so fast across the top of the house coming off of those hills that it was howling. Like if you blow across the top of a Coke bottle,
And it whistles or whatever. Yeah.
The fireplace, the chimney was whistling.
Oh, yeah, I heard it was crazy.
And then a huge gust would hit, and wind would blow down the chimney and boof, and blow into the house. You'd feel a gust of wind hit you. And I was like, wow, this is really windy. So knowing that it was just over the hills from us, but a long ways over the hills, I was watching the news all night. And at 5 a.m., I saw, it's jumped the 101.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, shit. Well, my shift's over at 7. At 7 o'clock... I go over to the other house waiting for the relief shifts to arrive. Not one person arrived from relief shifts. Not one. No one came.
Right.
And then the city called and said, you guys have to evacuate now. And I'm like, wait a minute. The fire's just across the 101. So I'm like, I understand. And it's real windy and it's evacuating. But the fire is a very long ways away from us.
Yeah, you're like, it'll take a long time to get here.
It's going
to
take forever. So we have a shitload of protocol that they test us on, shit we have to do in an evacuation process, that we have to get the medications. We have to get certain paperwork. We have to get emergency medications. We have to load the cars with emergency supplies and food and water. And we have to do all this shit. Then get the people, get their stuff, get packed up, and get to the evacuation site.
Okay.
Now, once upon a time, our evacuation site was the Four Seasons in Westlake. And that was a no-go because all that was on fire over there. So
you got to have multiple evacuation points, right?
Yes. So we, since we are a giant company, have a lot of houses all over, and we have a whole operation in Orange County. And apparently we had an empty house in Orange County that was just sitting there. So there you go. All right, we're going there. And I, thank God, I did not want to leave my car because I thought, you know.
You wouldn't be able to get back to get it, and then it could burn up.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want my car to burn, and I don't want to be without a car for days. So I'm going to follow you. Like, they didn't need me to drive an evacuation vehicle. I had to get the setup, get everybody in, and then
you just followed them out.
And then we went out. But then here's what got crazy. It was payday. So guess who's broke as a motherfucking joke on payday? Me.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, it's cool. I got my check. I'm going to drive right down the street to the bank, and I will get money, and then I'll get gas. Because now I'm also broke, and my life is so timed out to the penny that I don't have enough money to get home from work on payday, ever. Like, I literally
cash your check and fill up your car.
Yeah, that's what I do. I get my check, I go to the bank, I cash it, and I fill up my fucking car, and then I come home. That's my typical payday day. So I get to the bank. The bank is closed. No one showed up to the bank. So I have like a few bucks on me, and I'm like, all right, cool. I'll just go to the gas station, put a few bucks in, and then I will stop along the way out and go to a bank and get gas over the way. And PCH is already backed up at this point because they ordered the mandatory evacuation. It's about 8:30. The bank, I realize, isn't opening, even though it opens at 9, because there's not a car in the parking lot. That entire area is closed. The grocery store's not open. Nothing's open over there. So I go to the gas station. Well, the gas station has a line down the fucking street. And because everyone's out of gas. And then they fucking lose electricity, and there's no more fucking gas.
Oh, right. They can't pump it then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're screwed.
You're fucked. So I go, all right. I'm not going to go. The SUVs, by the way, which I'm very surprised they took fucking clients. We went up the 23 straight up out from, because the 23 goes all the way to PCH, but it is a windy ass canyon road. Super windy. You can't go very fast because it's such a tight, windy road.
I've never taken it that. I take it to the other way, but I've never taken it to PCH.
Yeah, if you take it to the end, it goes down and then becomes, once it ends as a highway, it becomes a narrow-ass, windy canyon road that will go all the way to PCH.
Oh, I had no idea. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, they went that way out, and that fucking thing, and there was, it got so gnarly, and I go, fuck, I don't have enough gas probably to go through that canyon, and I'm not going to. And I'm seeing the black smoke coming off those fucking hills. And it's black, black smoke. I go, I'm not going to go the canyon route. I don't trust my – and I'm on my car, you get like – it's a digital gas gauge. Okay. So – and it holds – the car holds 10 gallons and there's 10 lines, right?
Well,
and
so each line is a gallon.
Is a gallon. So it gets to one line, and then as you drive for a little while, because the car gets 50-something miles a gallon – it starts blinking. And then there's another control I can switch, and it'll tell me exactly how many miles are left. So I go, all right, I need to get away from this fire. I'm just going to go. I type in on my phone the nearest Wells Fargo in Camarillo, because I know that's the next town closest to me.
Right.
And I drive down PCH, and I get 10 minutes from work, and the fucking thing starts blink, blink, blink. And I'm like, fuck it. If I run out of gas, I'll just leave the car on the side of the road and I will walk to safety. And I am driving and driving and driving and driving and driving. And I get into some traffic, and then the smoke, we hit a spot before we get to the naval base up there where it's black and it's like nighttime and fucking headlights are on. And I've never been in such thick smoke in my life. And traffic on PCH, people evacuating, has now come to a stop because you can't see. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm fucked. And then finally it picks up and people start jamming. So I get through. I get I passed a gas station, and I was going to get gas because it was blinking. I still had like 6 miles left. But then I looked, and the Wells Fargo was only 2 miles away. So I just went to fucking I went to the bank, got money. And then when I got to the bank, there was a gas station next door, so it all worked out. But I literally had 4 miles left.
Except you had to drive away from home. Now, how did you get back? Because at some point, they closed PCH.
PCH was already
101.
PCH was fucked. PCH was one of my coworkers who did the overnight shift. There were three of us on overnights. Mm-hmm. And they said everybody could go but one. Of course, I was the one that stayed, the guy they just fucked over the day before.
Right.
I'm the one that stayed. Everyone else bailed. And I've worked with the other guy that was there. He told me it took him 4 hours to get into Santa Monica. And then what they did was kind of fucked. They didn't want all this traffic dumping into Santa Monica because it was so fucking bad. So they forced PCH all the way down with no exits. Like, you couldn't get off of PCH.
You just had to take it till it turned into the 10?
No, and then on the 10, they closed all the exits. You were unable to exit from PCH, which became the 10, until you crossed the 405.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was fucked. And this dude told me it took him 4 hours to get to basically that point, the 405.
Yeah, that's insane.
And what's crazy is I stayed an hour later than him, and I still got home before him. Because what I did is once I got into Camarillo, I got gas, and then I drove through. Then I got on the 101, and then I got to the 23, which is the highway 23.
Right.
And I turned, and I got on 23, and as soon as it became the 118, I passed all the SUVs that were from my work that were evacuating. So I went a much better way. Even going to the bank, getting gas and everything, right, okay. I caught and passed them because that 23 through the canyon was such a gnarly drive. Right. And it was in, so I passed them, and then when I got to Topanga off the 118, I just took Topanga down to the 101 and then 101 to the 405, and it was
okay. So you just went around,
yeah, and there was no traffic. Yeah. Everything was once I got through the 118, I passed that other fire. I could see another fire off to the side on the 118 Simi Valley or up in the hills near the Reagan Library over there.
They did close the 118 at one point, too,
yeah, and so.
You
I drove right to that.
That part.
Yeah, so I missed that, but I got home in the whole escape for me to home was 3 hours.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. But I think I ended up driving 60 miles out of my way was my detour to go around the way. But yeah, so then they evacuated the PCH, and I had to go to work that night in Huntington Beach. That's where our house is. That's where we're staying.
What a pain in the ass.
Yeah. And now I've been going, and since I've been working overnights, I no joke leave my house 50. I did it in 50 minutes one night, 55 minutes the other night, and it takes me 30 minutes to get from my house to work.
Right. So it's only been a half hour longer?
Yeah, it's been less than a half hour. It's been like 20 to 25 minutes longer. And the crazy thing is, but I'm going like 80. It's fucking. I'm timing it. It's like 52 miles, 53 miles one way from my house to where the office is right now. Yeah, it's crazy. And my car, from driving through that smoke, still, if I turn on the air conditioner, it reeks. Uh-oh. Did I just lose you?
Oh, I bet.
You glitched.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you glitched. Oh. Yeah, you know that gross smell?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was that. I've seen a lot of firemen around here because PCH is still closed right at sunset. So the end of the line is right here.
So, okay.
Yeah. And it's, we're waiting. We're on a warning to evacuate. Like if the winds change, we'll have to go.
No, it's supposed to be, they just extended the wind warning now through Wednesday. So.
Yeah, that's not
good.
We'll
have to see.
But now.
Did you see the story that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian paid private firefighters to protect their home and not Hidden Hills?
No fucking way.
That's what they said. They said their neighbors loved it because they also saved their neighbors' houses.
Wow. That's pretty badass.
You could hire private firefighters.
Yeah, where do you find independent firemen?
I have no idea.
You know what I was thinking? If I had a house, if I were going to build a house in Malibu now or even had a house in Malibu, I would put fire hydrants on my property. I would have them put in.
I think the problem is They said the reason that they couldn't get the water to Malibu was when the power went out, you got to pump water up those hills and into those canyons.
Oh, shit.
And when the electricity goes out, the water doesn't get pumped to them. So I think even if you had a fire hydrant, I think you're fucked.
Oh, if you're, yeah, back in the hills. Yeah. Yeah. You're fucked.
Because that was the deal. They said when the electricity went out, that's why they had the water issue, because they couldn't get the water pumped into to Malibu.
Yeah. Fuck. Now, I've seen all kinds of camera angles literally shot within 100, 200 yards of where my work is, mm-hmm. of houses blazing.
Like, yes, I saw – I mean, I just huge mansions raised. Go up.
Yeah. The entire – like, we're on the water side of PCH, but it looks like everything on the hillside is fucking gone from us. Mm-hmm. And then I saw – there was a shot. Someone was a few houses down from us, and there was a house burning on our, on the ocean side. And okay. The power lines were just melting and falling to the ground from, you know, the power poles that would feed right. us our electricity. Right. So even if the house doesn't get consumed in the next couple of days with the winds, it's possibly still fucked with no electricity for however long.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to take to get shit back to normal.
God, I'm looking at a picture right now. What a smart horse.
Did it fall into that pool, though? But it saved it.
It saved its ass. He didn't burn. He stayed in the swimming pool. Oh, yeah. He tried to walk on the cover and fell in.
Yep. But that saved him.
Yeah. And then the fire didn't get him. Wow.
Yeah, he didn't drown, which is also yeah, amazing.
Lucky fucking horse, man.
That was in Paradise. That wasn't
here. Oh, that wasn't here? I just saw
that
it.
That wasn't here. But that was another crazy fire. Yeah, I don't have the volume on either, but it said Paradise in the thing.
All right. I am looking now and looking at... I was watching Fox News Local today.
Okay.
What the fuck? Like, I haven't watched that in ages. There's not one person I recognize. Every woman is like a hot woman that's had plastic surgery done. They wear right. skin-tight fucking dresses, and they're either ethnic or exotic. There's no white people on there. Like, there's no one that looks straight up blonde hair, blue-eyed on Fox. They're fucking either like... maybe Kardashian looking, you know,
right,
but there's not like a blonde hair, blue eyed girl at all. They're all really hot and they all wear really tight clothes. They all have big boobs. And whenever they walk around, they have really high heels on. And I'm like, it's not racist. I don't know what it is, but it's fucking weird, man.
That is. See, I only watch KTLA really. So yeah. And I never see them.
I don't ever see the Fox. And it's Fox Local, whatever it is. And I don't think it was Good Day LA.
What's his name still on there? Steve?
No, he got fired too. They're all gone.
Oh, so there's not any old timers on there?
There's not a male. There's not even a single male. The males are out in the field. It's all women that I've never seen or heard of before. All hot and all like dark, like brunette hot women, either or Asian or Latin. Or exotic, or dark-haired, or black-haired,
right?
Some form of Caucasian.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on over there.
Yeah, and then
I mean, I'm like we talked about before. I'm shocked that they still have Chrisky and Sam on. To be honest, on KTLA, they've replaced everybody else.
I watched them today for a while too. Chrisky starting to sound old, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, he's starting to sound like an old man. And Sam, like I said, just doesn't show up half the time.
Yeah, he was there today because I watched him for a while.
It's just like their time has to be ticking.
I don't know. It's like Fritz and Fred at NBC. I think they'll get two and they'll just keep them and milk them till they become Dr. George.
But like Fritz is there and you count on me. And I catch Fritz every once in a while. He doesn't seem as old as Chrisky, even though I bet they're the same age.
Okay, do you have KTLA on right now? Do you have TV on? That chick on here right now? With the super Botoxed forehead, and she's like, she's really good looking. All of those chicks look like her. Well, all of the chicks on Fox, like that's the look now of, I guess, local newscasters.
And then this girl talking about Stan Lee, I don't know who that is, but the one before it was Christina Pascucci.
Yeah, I don't know who she is, but she looks, I was like, wow, if you could take her and plug her right into that Fox set.
Because we have no volume on. How did it go? That lady said, remembering Stan Lee, and then they went into the Thousand Oaks murderer. I'm like, how did that story transition so quick?
I know. I have the volume down, so maybe she was going to come back and talk about Stan Lee.
It just was weird because they didn't put up the next graphic, and it said, remembering Stan Lee, and then it was the murder dude. And I'm like, wait a minute. What is going on here?
And I thought they were against giving those fuckers any pump. And this guy's gotten a shitload of pump. You know what I mean? Like pictures of him, all kinds of news on him.
The only one who hasn't got any pump is the Vegas one because they shut that shit down.
Yeah, I always thought they were trying to get away from talking about those guys and making them famous so that to kind of discourage it. And then this guy is...
I know a shitload about this guy, yeah, and I still don't know anything about the Vegas guy.
By the way, do you know what ended up saving lives that night in Thousand Oaks? His dumbass sending out messages while he was killing.
So, yeah, so it delayed in
yes, him. That probably saved a lot of lives of him stopping where they thought he was reloading. I think he was fucking tweeting.
Posting.
Fuck. What an insane fucker, man.
No, crazy. But again, it shows you these something happened in Vegas as far as a cover up because you don't know shit about that guy and you haven't heard anything. And even with half the town on fire, I still learned more about this guy. And the Vegas didn't burn down the same day as that shooting.
Yeah, I know, exactly. At Vegas, it was wall-to-wall coverage of just that, and we never found out anything.
Right. It's such a weird cover.
This guy's being covered up by the fire. The fire definitely took over as the main news story.
But I still heard a lot. I mean, I'm not saying that it was a bad thing. I mean, they need to cover that story. But even with a fire, I still learned a lot about that one. And the Vegas, it is just amazing to me that the casinos have that kind of power that they were able to cover all that shit up.
And you know what's weird? I eventually, months later, did see some security cam footage of him moving around the hotel.
Very edited. Remember, yes. Just like him in a lobby.
Yeah, yeah, having a drink at the bar, like that kind of shit. But they fucking never got that video out. Ever got any video out of him like, hey, this is the last thing. And he came off the elevator, went into the room, and after that he started shooting an hour later. We never saw anything.
And they have it all. You're on camera like 99% of the time you're in a casino.
Second you step out of your room, you're on camera.
Right. And no, they covered that shit up so amazing. It should be criminal.
No, it's fucking crazy.
It is.
And then speaking of crazy, the Florida – why is it always fucking Florida? Always Florida with these elections. They're now recounting. Florida. And then I was just listening to – I was in the car. I went to get lunch, and it was super right-wing radio I was listening to. But they're crying that it's criminal. And apparently this lady has a history of fucking shady shit with the elections. But they're saying that, like, votes are appearing out of nowhere. They're not certifying. They can't – prove any of this, and they are fucking out of their minds that all of a sudden this election has swung in Florida.
That is a story that I have not heard anything about in the last – like that, all the election stuff and all the political shit other than the Trump tweet about the fires, I have heard nothing about.
Fucking idiot. Dude, like, okay, I get he's a dumbass and tweets dumbass shit.
While this place is still on fire?
But while fucking – lots of people are dead, and the death toll's going to climb in Northern California. Yep. That one's not even in the ballpark of over up there.
Nope.
Yeah, that's crazy. He fucking idiot. He's tried to backpedal, but damage is done at that point.
Yeah.
Ah, dumbass. Like, he tried to politicize a tragedy when he should have waited.
It was happening.
Yeah, he needed to wait a while after, let their reports come out and how it started and what happened and blah, 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 blah. Because you know what's weird? The way he said it is wrong. The gist of his message isn't wrong. Like, they don't like clear brush here. They don't do a lot of stuff here. And a lot of it is like environmentalist in California. Like, they should go into the forest and thin the forest. They literally chop down like every other fucking tree in the forest and – I don't know, use it for lumber, whatever you got to do. But you thin the fuel and make forest fires much more manageable. It's a big-time fucking project, but environmentalists don't want them doing it. And then they look at, it's a big business going in and getting the lumber. It would help in these situations, not so much in Malibu, obviously.
Not
and
in this one, yeah.
But it might have helped up there in Northern California. I don't know the
I don't know that area. But the land I did hear that only 2% of like the parks are run by the state and the rest are federal.
Yeah, so they should fucking be doing it.
So that's, that's due to federal budget cuts if they're not doing it.
Yeah, no, that dumbass needed to shut the fuck up. But that would be good in the future to whoever the fuck is in charge to do that, to do a better job of maintaining. And I was noticing here in Palisades, you know, we get a bill from the city of Los Angeles every fucking year for brush clearance. And I don't live anywhere near fucking Brush.
No, right. Yeah, they just split it amongst the city. That's the thing, though. I don't think anywhere in the Falsey or Wolsey fire was state parkland, was it? I mean, that was...
Only that area in Malibu where burned down Paramount Ranch, which
is... MASH set is or
whatever. Yeah, the MASH set is a park, and so is Paramount Ranch. That's a park.
Okay.
But how sad. Paramount Ranch is so fucking cool. I used to go there with Duke a lot when he was a kid, and...
Well, that's where my my kid's coach or the head of their Odyssey team lived. She lived in Lake Malibu right behind there.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I would pick up Bing there every weekend from practices. You had to wind back along. Remember I told you, I was like, I didn't know there was a lake back there.
Yeah, I know.
It was like, and they lost a shitload of houses in there.
One of Duke's friends lived back there with his grandpa had like a guest house, and his friend lived in the guest house. Okay. And they're back there, but I don't think they know if they've lost their house yet. If they have,
said people,
heard.
Because a lot of those people didn't evacuate. And by the way, it's only like one little road in and out.
Look, I hope
People were jumping in the lake to save themselves.
I hope that old, because he lives with his grandpa, and his grandpa's fucking old.
But it's crazy if you stayed there at that point. You know what I mean? Because it's not easy for me to get in there on a day when there's nothing going on.
When I evacuated at 8:30 and then I got out of there like 8:40 and I drove through that shit about then. By the time I got home, which all in all was 11-ish, something like that, a little after 11, where my work was on fire.
Right. It moved that quick.
In 3 hours. It moved from the 101 to the fucking ocean in three, or since 5 o'clock.
I don't
o'clock.
Even think I could drive at that in 3 hours.
No shit. Not on a trafficy day for sure, but that's how fast it was going. So, and I honestly, the whole time I was never really worried until I got in that really thick smoke. That's when I was like, holy shit, am I driving into the fire? I thought I was driving away from it, but it's moving. It's not only that the wall of fire is moving, it's that the hot spot fires, the embers that were jumping off in front of it, it's like there were scout teams going in front of that fire starting new fires.
Well, yeah, those embers were blowing at 50 miles per hour, however fast the wind was going.
Yeah, it was crazy. It's the weirdest one I've ever encountered living here in, you know, California my whole life.
Right.
It's the fastest moving one for sure that I can remember.
Yeah, well, and you were in its path.
Which, yeah.
You know. You realize it, I think, more when you're standing there waiting for it, right?
But I thought I was fine. Like, I was like, I'm fucking fine. I saw the news. This thing just crossed the 101 at 5 a.m. We're fucking fine.
Yeah, God, maybe tonight at 5 p.m. I'd make it here.
You know what's funny? I was thinking, fuck, I wonder if I'm able to get to work tonight. That entire time. Because I thought for sure it wasn't even going to get to PCH and they were going to, like, let us back in. And in my brain, that's how it was going the whole time. It's really smoky. They're going to get in front of it. The wind will die down. They'll stop it. And then maybe tonight I'll have problems getting to work. That was where my mindset was. By the time I got home, fucking PCH was on fire.
Right. And on Thursday, my sister goes to work with me on Thursday. We're driving back and we see that fire out Simi Way. And I'm like, jeez, look at that.
This, you know,
that
chick, looks like it's, she fits too, Jack.
Oh, Liberty Chan.
But yeah, see Liberty how Chan. They all look? They all have a look.
Yeah, Liberty Chan has that look for sure. So we're driving home, and I'm looking. I'm like, God, that's bad. That's, you know, that's blowing towards work and, like, towards, you know, where the kids are and stuff. And then we did the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. What did we do, 9 to 10?
Yeah, we were late.
And after that, I was just watching the news, and they said mandatory evacuation for Oak Park, where my kids are. And I called them, and I said, what are you guys doing?
And I they're in Max, Oak Park? Like, I didn't know that. Huh? I thought that for all this time, I thought they were in Agora.
No, they're in Oak Park.
Okay.
And I talked to my ex, and I'm like, hey, what are you guys doing? I just heard on the news it's mandatory evacuation. She's like, no, I don't think so. And I'm like, look, I'm watching the news. And then she goes, wait a minute, my phone's blowing up. And I said, yeah, because you just got mandatory evacuated. And she called me back 10 minutes later and said, okay, we're leaving. And they are just going home right now.
And their home
is fine?
They've
been gone since all that time. They were not allowed home.
But their house is fine?
I think so. Yeah. I don't think – they're not up in the hillside. It would have had to be like paradise style where it wiped out neighborhoods to get them. But they evacuated that whole city and did not let them back in. And they said the schools were all, you know, like a house I saw on the news that I drive by after I drop Bing off at school burned, you know, like up the hill from him because his school is a little bit up the hill.
Fuck.
Yeah. So there I think Lucy told me today, and I don't know how confirmed this is, that 29 families in their school district lost houses.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. I mean, if you think about that, that's not that big an area.
I know the house that Duke lived in when he was going to high school over in Agora. I literally saw on the news a reporter standing right in front of it and turned and with their back to it, and you couldn't see it because there was so much smoke and fire behind the reporter. And they were like, this hill's on in Agora Hills. This is on fire right here, and fire department's coming. You have fire trucks driving by. And I was like, there's no way that house made it. It had to be gone. And that was the house he grew up in for the most part, living over there. Right off of Agora Road, right there, off the 101. Oh, did I lose Jack again? Jackie! Uh-oh. This is weird. We're having problems, and it's... We're recording, just so you guys know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're both home. Jack can't get to work, and I can't... Now we're not even hooking up. It's the fire, I tell you. Oh, awesome. My internet just went out. My internet is gone. And what's weird, we weren't having problems. And my router shows I have full signal and everything, but something just happened and my house just lost internet. But I've been having weird shit because of, I'm trying to call Jack back.
Hello?
Wow. It said I had no internet. So the entire internet at my house went down for a minute.
Yeah. You know, I bet with all this fire crap and losing connections, that shit's coming and going, right?
I haven't lost power here at all, ever. Like, it's been good.
Yeah, but I don't know where the internet runs through.
Yeah, well, you
know
it's what I mean? Time like, Warner suck balls internet, so it's going to eat dick.
Yeah. No, that's... you know, I've noticed my cell phone hasn't been working. I have issues, and I'm wondering if cell towers have gone down that usually bounce.
Think of all the cell towers in the hills in Malibu. And
yeah, that's what I mean, right? Like all those towers up there, they've, I'm sure, got fried, and they have no electricity, so they wouldn't work even if they didn't get fried.
Fuck. Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
And then today, Stan Lee died.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I like him. I like him too,
but he was 96. And he remember there was some shady shit with people taking care of him and duping him into shit.
Yeah, he's not as loaded as he should be for all he has done.
Yeah, when you look at, they were just showing like celebrities who were like, you know, like Hugh Jackman, thanks for letting me bring one of your characters to life. And you're like, oh yeah, he did X-Men, Wolverine,
Spider-Man,
Captain, all the huge ones.
Yeah. He really is the guy that either created or brought to life so many of those characters. And the guy, they bamboozled him out of a lot of it. And then as he got older, it was cool to see that it was coming around and he was getting credit for it and getting everything he deserved. But I think he should have a lot more money than he does, considering how many billions the Marvel Empire has made.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's like – it's like Disney universe. You know what I mean? Like how much money he is – I mean, not Disney, but Star Wars.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But that's sad that he has died. And I like, too, that the fire has become what celebrity's house has burned down.
Yeah, it is.
So far – I see Gerard Butler or whatever his name is. And then Miley Cyrus lost her house.
Yep.
I keep hearing conflicting reports that Caitlyn Jenner lost her house, and she's straight up the hill for me.
That was the first one I heard was gone, and yet now you're right. I've heard them say, well, she's saying she doesn't know if it's gone or not, but that report came out like Friday morning. They said Caitlyn Jenner. It was the first celebrity house burning I heard.
Yeah, and she's way up the hill, though, way, way up the hill from us, but in that same neighborhood. Fucking A. You know, I heard that one didn't burn, but God, so many other Point Doom. Were a lot. Point Doom is loaded with celebrities, and I'm surprised they haven't gotten in there to figure out who's who there.
Yeah, no, you're right. Robin Thicke, I heard his house burned down.
Yeah, that's true. He lost his house too. Those houses, all of those people's houses were right behind, right in, they were kind of just before you get to the area where I am. Like Broad Beach and then behind Zuma Beach up in the hill there where Malibu High School is.
Oh, yeah.
That whole fucking neighborhood is almost gone. And almost all those people lived up in that neighborhood up there. Either behind Trancas or up in the hill above Zuma Beach.
Right.
And that burned really bad over there.
Yeah, that was your old UPS territory.
Yeah, well, I was Point Doom. So Point Doom is my specialty. Okay. And I went that area sometimes, but that was more if we got through Point Doom, we would go relieve that guy up there and unload it in that area as well. It's fucking crazy. Dude, I'm thinking about I'm looking insanely
for a job. Oh, to do the holiday thing and pop back in?
Just to get the fuck out of my work. But the only thing is they pay you nothing at that. And then they bullshit
me. And
then
you're out in January, and there's no guarantee they'll ever hire you.
Yeah, and they told me, like, hey, you did great. Will you stay on? And I was like, cool. And then they go, hey, afterwards you can get a job and do this and this. And then I applied, and they never fucking touched me. So I'm like, yeah, fuck you if I'm going to do that again. Even though I'm just at the point where I'm – it is very – it's good that I'm doing overnight still. They didn't bring me back down to days like they were going to this week because I don't have to see my boss, and I think they're doing that on purpose because I am not
– Yeah, I'm not good. You're not happy with her, and you shouldn't be.
I'm not good at faking the funk.
Right.
So it is
– I mean, that's so incredibly shitty. Like, it was funny because my sister and I were talking about it last night, and she's like – why would they do that? Because now they just created a disgruntled employee. I'm like, I know. I don't get, like.
Oh, dude, yesterday I was at work out in Orange County, and there was one guy coming in, and I'd already been there twice, already done two nights there. And there was one guy coming in. He hadn't been there yet, and he came in, and he was overwhelmed as shit because he's basically what the people we had in three houses are now in one house. So there's three houses of people.
There's a shitload of people.
In one small house, by the way. They're sharing bedrooms and stuff. Like, it's nowhere near. It's not Malibu. And this guy comes in and he's overwhelmed. He's like, I will stay and help me. And I'm like, fuck off. See you later. I just walked out the door. My shift was over. I walked out the door. I was like, call the boss. Maybe she can help you. Yeah, I'm not going to be a great employee anytime soon. Even though I stepped up and fucking handled a lot of shit over the last few days, but that's because I care about the clients.
Yeah, it was an emergency situation. You were helping them. You weren't doing it for the company.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to make the company look good. I was trying to – I have poisoned the other employees already to the company's ways. Told them, if you get a fucking job, just go, man. Just bounce.
Yeah, don't tell them.
Don't tell them whatever you do. Just fucking go. So we'll see how that all ends up. But I'm disgruntled. It's been cool, though. I've been going to Downey sometimes on the way home.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, because you might as well, right?
Yeah. It's actually a little out of my way because the 405 is just buzzing up and down. I get in real quick, but I get to the 605 and go up, and I'm in Downey in like 10, 15 minutes. So that's not too bad. Hang out with my mom. My mom makes me food, which is awesome.
Right.
And
except isn't your mom at work when you're coming home?
Or you do go been on the weekend, so I was going I was there Saturday, Sunday. But now, she'll be at work. And if I go there, it'll be my dad, and that's not a lot of fun.
Right. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you working?
I was supposed to work at the new place the entire time. I was going to be locked down. So that's now open. Even though I'm sure they're going to schedule me to work at this place.
Because nobody else is going to want to do it.
Yeah.
So what happens is that they lost their house. Obviously, insurance will cover their building, but they're just out of business until they can build a new house or until they can find a new house.
Here's what sucked about this one. It was two guys. One guy owned the house and the other guy ran the business and they were partners.
Okay.
And that was it. And that's all they had. They didn't have a bunch of them. They're not a company. They're honestly, a lot of times when people go through the program, they will do that. They'll open a sober living house because part of if you're in like 12 steps, part of it, you have to give back to the 12 step community and you have to stay involved and you have to do all that stuff. That's part of the process. So most people that own sober livings are in the program and working the program. And that's part of their giving it back. Not to mention it's a fucking solid business if you get into a really nice neighborhood.
Right.
So that's all they were. It was just. That was their little business, and they just opened in, I think May. It's only been open that long. Yeah. So it is gone and burned to the ground, which is sucky. And those clients, they're not like in rehab. My guess is those clients just said, fuck it, and went home. Because they've all, to get there, you've got to go through rehab first.
Right.
Which was another reason it was so good. I never had to deal with a detoxer. I never had to deal with drunk people. Like people that come in
wasted. Already done with the
They'd already been through 30 to 90 days of rehab by the time they got to us. They were sober as fuck and detoxed and clean.
Right.
And it was just easy fucking breezy. It was way easier job.
Does Tim still have places? Tim Chapman?
Yeah. He's all done. He's Mr. Orange County.
He has
a bunch of shit in Orange County. So Tim still rolls along. Tim's one of those guys. Went through the program, works the program, still in the program, truly only cares about helping people. Tim doesn't give a fuck about money. Granted, he's got a shitload of money, but he doesn't give a fuck about money. His family all works for him, and they're all in the program, and he's just does it that way. He's one of those amazing guys. He's also not a giant company. It's just him.
Right.
You know, he owns it, and then his family works it, but it's the big companies get involved in the fun stuff.
Yeah, they ruin everything, like everything, right?
Yeah. I do kind of like, though, being in Huntington Beach between where we are and the freeway. I get off the freeway, and remember, I'm fucking have a weird, sheltered life over here. I don't have anything.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of stuff.
Dude, there's a Target walking distance from our new house. There's a Target. There's, oh my God, so many places to eat. You fucking can't imagine everything.
Not just Jack in the Box and Taco Bell or whatever the two places
absolutely
you have.
Fucking every fast food there is between the freeway and our house. There's at least one of them. Right. Oh my God, I've stopped. There's a Dunkin' Donuts around the corner. Fucking everything. Two or three 7-Elevens. It's just fucking this is awesome.
There is something to be said for city living for us people who are jammed and, we have a lot of shit to go to.
Oh my God, I love it. The only bad thing is a lot of it's closed for me because I get there late and I leave early.
Yeah, you have weird hours.
But I have stopped at, I have already been to Starbucks. I went to the donut shop.
Starbucks doesn't stay open particularly late.
No, it was the first night I went to Starbucks because I didn't know how long it was going to take and the evacuation was still underway. So I gave myself 2 hours and then I got there in 50 minutes that night. So I was there an hour and a half early. So it was 9:40 I was in.
And they close at 10, right?
Yes. So I got in, got Starbucks. And they do open early though because people want their coffee.
5 or 5:30? But
I haven't been leaving yet, but I know
I'm surprised they haven't gone 24 hours with some locations yet. Considering they put them every 15 feet, you'd think they'd make some 24-hour, those drive-through ones.
Hey, the Dunkin' Donuts right by work has a drive-through.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't like drive-through donut shops, though, because I like to stand there and pick out donuts. Yeah.
Okay. I went to the donut shop one night I got there before I went into work, and Dunkin' Donuts has good coffee, so I got a coffee. And then I'm like, fuck, I'm at Dunkin' Donuts. I'll get a couple donuts. They tasted like they were maybe 3 days old. They were the most stale.
They weren't fresh?
No, they were fucking terrible. Their donuts suck balls. Their coffee's good. Donuts suck balls at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I went to the one in Hollywood once, and I thought, oh, this is Winchell's. It wasn't anything special,
I don't think it's as good as Winchell's, but you're right. That's the closest comparison to what we grew up with.
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh, shit, this is what I've been missing out on. It was more like, okay, this is an average donut.
You know, I did another day on the way home. I came up the 405, and I went to Randy's right by LAX. Oh,
there you go, yep.
Okay, Randy's has, and they sell out very fast on the weekend. It's called a Texas donut. It's a glazed donut that's the size of a record. It's just gigantic, and it's this huge glazed donut, and I got one for the kid. And brought it to her because that's the only thing she likes glazed. She's very plain.
Okay. That's so, Bing and his stupid Krispy Kreme. He just gets the normal, boring Krispy Kreme.
That's what my daughter gets. My daughter has evolved a little to where she does the cream filled at Krispy Kreme is like cake frosting. It's not that pudding.
I don't like that.
My daughter loves it. Like that. She'll get those and glazed, and that's it. She's not fucking with anything else at Krispy Kreme.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll eat just about anything they have as long as it doesn't have fruit in it.
I like they have a blueberry fritter, which is, a fritter. It's like an apple
fritter. Banana fritter. I had a banana fritter there once and it was fucking delicious.
Yeah, I like those. But I don't like the stuffed ones there because you're right. It's like frosting and it's gross. I can't eat that much frosting. But they had one that was peanut butter cup. It was pretty fucking awesome.
God, that
sounds
good. It had
a creamy peanut butter filling. That was good.
That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, here's a weird one. The Ralph's by me, knew that that Vintage Grocers was coming in and they were going to feel the pinch because it's only
so did
like,
they remodel and do yeah. shit?
So they remodeled before they could open the Vintage and they stuffed more aisles in. The knock on that Ralph's is it's a very small Ralph's and it doesn't have very good selection. So okay. the aisles are now a little closer and a little tighter and they changed it up and it's nicer, I guess.
Right.
They stopped selling big bags of dog food.
Well, that's weird.
5-pound bag is the biggest bag you can buy in that store. And last night, what's funny is I specifically went there for dog food because I went and I was like feeding the dogs. I'm like, oh, shit, I got to get food.
Yeah, so you need to buy a big bag.
I go, and then they used to keep them up front by the register. Now it's just charcoal up there and that kind of stuff. And I'm like, where's the dog food? And they're, oh, aisle 7. And I go, and they don't even have a 15-pound bag or nothing.
That's weird.
5-pound bags only. So I'm like, I'm not buying a 5-pound bag. And then today I went to Vons and they got rid of, because Vons used to also have in the front of the store, like the 50 right. pound, because I buy that 50 pound bag, the big fucking bag.
Right.
It's fucking, I got a 16 pound bag at Vons. That was the biggest bag I could get. And I'm like, all right, I'll just get that and be done with it. But I don't know what's going on.
They did that at Vons by me because they're open to the Whole Foods. So they panicked and they made. But what they did is they added aisles of like kombucha and healthy stupid shit that they thought Whole Foods was gonna and they did cut some stuff that I like normal shit that I wanted to buy. I'm like, you guys are ruining this store. I you're making the reason I'm coming here is because I don't want Whole Foods.
And you know what's weird? I do more shopping at Malibu Ralph's now than Palisades Ralph's because Malibu Ralph's is fucking huge. Right. And they have big bags of dog food there, and they have everything that I want. And their manager specials are way cheaper than the Palisades ones.
Huh.
The same fucking shit, too. Like, right. like I buy the manager special on they're like the Vandy Cap donut things, the little box of those.
Yeah.
They're 79 cents when you go to Ralph's in Malibu. That however okay. many are in it, eight or whatever. Yeah, like 79 cents. And I'll buy those sometimes. I will get those, and then they're like $1.99. At fucking Palisades. I'm like, your manager specials even suck now. Bastards.
Sons of bitches.
Fuckers are, they're trying to screw up my flow, man.
They are.
And then, I don't know what else. I've heard from a lot of people. A lot of people from, like, out of town don't really know the area. They think my house is on fire. I'm like, no, my house is
well,
on fire.
Well, you're closer to a lot of people who I've heard get asked if their house is on fire. At least you were in the path, kind of.
Yeah. If the wind changes directions, I'm fucked. We'll have to evacuate.
Right. Yeah, you were just lucky it was kind of going
north.
Northwest instead of southwest.
Yeah, or it would have got us. Man. And you know what's funny? I never have feared a forest brush fire living here, ever. Because I'm like... No. It's going to come off that hill, and they'll get it right. before it gets to my house. But that's not necessarily true now.
That was my argument I would always tell the kids. I'm like, see all those houses on the hills? It would have to get through all those. But now we see whole communities burned to the fucking ground. Yes. You're like, wait a minute.
And that weird skippy bullshit. Like, the houses on top of the hill could be on fire. The next thing you know, my house could just catch on fire from a fucking ember. And I'd be like, what the fuck? I also learned if a fire rolls through here, my house is toast. The shit of... keep all bushes and brush 60 feet from your house trimmed to here because of sunset behind us. Our shit is like almost hedge like, and it goes all the way to the ground. We're fucking done. And it's not 60 feet from the fucking house where all those are. It's this shit's just going to go up. My house is over. If a fire ever gets into the Palisades.
Yeah, I'm with you. There would have been a point where knowing where you live, I'd go, oh, you guys would never be in any danger. But now it like, I don't believe that because I've seen, you know, like you up north, you see those communities where the whole housing tracks burn down. And you're like, wait a minute. It never used to.
Oh, God.
Used to just be the houses up on the side of the hill.
Yeah, those got burned. And then you're like, oh, man, that's why you don't live on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the whole fucking neighborhood, flat ground neighborhoods getting torched. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like, they did things like outlaw shake shingle roofs and shit years ago, and it doesn't even seem to help.
My neighbor's house still has those because they're one of the original houses on the street. They still have the wood shingle roof.
They should probably get rid of those.
Fucking
those A. were like those. You might as well just have dry newspapers for your roof.
Oh,
that's why they
God.
Outlawed those things. Yeah. Remember, they would just go up in a heartbeat.
Yeah, boof, done. My wife is a moron. I don't know if you're aware.
Uh-oh, what'd you do now?
Well, no, I left going to the work that first night when the day I evacuated at work, and then I came home, and then that night had to go back to work in Orange County. So I told her, I go, the fucking fire alarm inside the house went off the other night, and you didn't move.
Right, and I'm like, you should pay attention,
yeah,
right?
And I go, I fucking pulled a gun on a dude on our front porch and was fucking yelling at him, and you didn't move. And I go, and neither did the kid. I go, you two are out, like out. Before right. I leave here, gone. And I made them go to my in-law's house and fucking spend the night there and take the dogs, because she won't wake up. If they drove down my street on a loudspeaker going, evacuate, evacuate, she'd fucking sleep right through it.
How do you sleep that sound? Like, I couldn't imagine. I mean, I wish I could, I guess. I just don't know how you do it.
Dude, I don't know. They're fucking both out of it. So I made them go evacuate the first night, but I've been here.
Right, so you could wake them up.
Mostly since. Well, the next night there was no winds. The winds died down, so they were fine. And then last night I was here, and so.
Is it windy at your house right now?
It's gusting. It won't be, and then all of a sudden, boof. But what's weird is I have my flag up because it's Veterans Day, and it's blowing from the ocean. From here, it's blowing from the ocean up the hill, which is what it's supposed to do.
Oh, okay.
But typically when Santa Ana events, it's blowing off the hill out to the ocean, and it's all flags going the other way. But we're getting big. All of a sudden, it'll be fucking a gust. Like, I heard something a while ago, and I go, what is that? And I walked outside, and the wind was just ripping and going for like 2 or 3 minutes, and then it stopped.
It's weird. We don't get wind in Burbank anymore. Like, I've through all of this, it's never been windy here in Burbank.
Yeah,
I don't know why, because I remember the Santa Anas when I was a kid whipping through here. But
yeah,
because
they go from the desert, they go through there, over those hills this way, and then over these hills and then out to the sea.
But it's been a long time since we had like Santa Ana winds actually here hitting in Burbank. I mean, like during this whole event, it hasn't been windy here.
Fuck. I've talked to the boy. He's been, and his girlfriend's whole family. I wonder how their house is. He would have told me where they are.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because she's from up there, right?
Yeah, I remember her brother was in the bar in Thousand Oaks, so that's their neighborhood.
Right.
So their whole family lives up all around there.
Yeah, no, it's been every one of my coworkers who lives out there was evacuated. All but one has got to go home so far.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of people at my work also were evacuated. Like a lot of people couldn't work their shifts because it was evacuated, which, by the way, suckily is how they realized they could function with less staff.
Yeah, isn't that shitty? Yeah. They'll be like, okay, now we can actually do this.
Yeah, because people weren't coming, so they're like, oh, fuck, cool. All right, fuck these guys. Yeah, I am on.
Yeah, it's the old radio thing. Remember, don't take a vacation.
Yeah, shit. Uh oh.
Whoa, what was that?
That's my phone telling me there's emails.
Crazy notification.
I just changed it the other day. It's like a Viking horn. nothing. Too fun. Work sending out more scheduling. Stuff. So I'm gonna work tonight and then be off for 2 days.
Did your Malibu house survive? Are they gonna go back there in the next few days or when electricity gets restored?
It survived so far. Remember, now the winds are back up, this shit could be gone. So far all three of our houses survived, even though one of the bosses who evacuated left their car there and somehow got back and got their car. So I don't know who brought them in or how they got in, but they got into the thick of it and got their car out of there.
Huh.
And they said there was fire damage on the property, but it didn't get the houses.
Oh, so it burned like foliage and shit all around it or something?
Remember, we have tons of foliage all along PCH blocking the houses so you can't see the house at all from PCH.
Right.
So I have a feeling some of those might have burned, but that's as close as it got. It did not touch the houses. Because even there, they're lucky because the houses, when you turn into our driveway, you go down the steepest fucking longest driveway, like drop down, 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 and then turn and continue going downhill. And then the houses are considerably lower than PCH. If you look out the upstairs window, you're looking up to PCH.
Which isn't good for shit blowing onto the roof. And stuff,
exactly.
I guess, right?
Blowing straight across.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So as of now, they're all standing, and if they burn, they burn. I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
Now that I have
Okay, it says Woolsey fire 20%, Hill fire 80%, Camp fire 25%. Which one was the Hill fire?
That there was two going. That's the one I think in Thousand Oaks. That wasn't the
Well, the Woolsey fire was going through Thousand Oaks.
It was somewhere, or Oak Park and Thousand Oaks were two separate fires at one point.
And then they merged together or
something? I thought Oak Park is the one that came from Oak Park all the way to here.
That was. It was the Woolsey fire. It actually started out there like at Rocketdyne or something. And Oh, yeah.
You're right. It was at Rocketdyne.
And yeah, and then it blew all the way out to Malibu. But that one also went through Westlake Village and shit.
But the Thousand Oaks fire was a different fire. That might be. Okay. One of those is in Thousand Oaks, and one is the one that came out from Rocketdyne, I believe. Because there's two separate fires here now, Simi Valley on top of that as well.
Right. But that one they knocked down earlier, right? That one they didn't gain any steam, I don't think. The Simi Valley one from today.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on it. And it was right along the freeway, which makes it kind of actually easy for them to get in and fight it.
Yeah. They briefly closed the 118, but I think it's back open now.
I got a call from one of my nieces today going, I have to go to Camarillo. Can you tell me how to do it? I'm like, yeah, don't.
Don't. Yeah.
Actually, totally. The 101's open. I go, the 101's open. Just take that. You'll be fine. And worst case scenario.
Yeah, that's true. Now that's open. Surprisingly, traffic wasn't that bad considering the 101 was closed for 4 days.
Yeah. Oh, it's been – okay. It's been so badass coming – once I get on the 10 onto PCH and I take the PCH because it ends where it's closed is at Sunset, and I live up off Sunset. So
right.
Fucking – it's like that when Carmageddon happened when there's no one fucking around. You get on PCH and there's – fucking no cars. Yeah. It's kind of awesome. I really like doing that the last few days. Buzzing in.
Yeah.
I wonder if it opens, if people are going to go out to Malibu to sightsee. Like, whoa, let's see what burned.
I bet they will. I think that's why they've only been letting residents back into certain areas and stuff because, you know, people are assholes.
Yeah. Well, there's looting going on up there, too. People were looting those houses that were abandoned in Malibu.
Yep.
Fuckers.
People are assholes.
Yeah. I thought you could shoot looters. Isn't that a rule? I'm dead serious. That's not the crazy right wingy.
I think that what has to happen is if it's a disaster area and they declare martial law, then they could shoot the looters. I think there's like a few protocols
that happen. My niece that graduated from the great University of Alabama was there when there was a huge fucking tornado that went right through and she –
Oh, yeah, I remember when that happened, yeah.
I've talking to her since then, she told us the scariest thing was at night, people were looting. People were going in and looting, and now they had National Guard and all that shit out. And she said at night, they would all gather, the kids would all get together and like go to like a safe place and just all stay together at night, and they had no power or anything. And she said that you just heard gunfire. All night long was gunfire, gunfire, gunfire. Because people were looting and people were shooting at looters.
Right.
So she goes, and it was all night long. You'd hear pop, 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 pop. Fucking gunshots going off. So
that's crazy.
Place like that, though, I think they would give you a medal if you shot a looter.
Right.
Here you would probably go to jail. Oh, man. Sarah Palin. Why is she on the news? What is happening here? Why are we watching?
Oh, Sarah I think Palin? She just did an interview or something. You know, like she's on one of those talk shows. I don't think she actually did anything other than she has like a 2020 interview coming up or something.
Did she get divorced or was that her daughter that got divorced?
Well, the daughter got divorced and then pregnant again or something, right? Like, yeah. I don't think she's divorced. I think she's still married to that dude, but I think her daughter, I think it was all. And remember, the son went to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a little bit, let's call it white trash.
Alaska white trash?
Yeah. Oh, my God, that girl, Donald Trump Jr.'s wife looks exactly like his stepmom.
I thought the same thing. I saw that
teaser where shit.
They were somewhere together, and I was like, wait, is he with Melania or whatever? And then I realized, no, he just got a stepmom lookalike.
I'll bet you she has the same surgeon as his stepmom.
Probably. Yeah, they probably have like a family plastic surgeon that they sent them off to.
Yes, because she fucking looks – I've never noticed this before. But he just got divorced too, didn't he? Or is this a new
Yeah, this is the new one, right? The one who used to be a Fox newscaster or whatever.
So he basically ditched the wife and upgraded to a mom. Yeah, this is creepy bad. He looks – you don't marry someone who looks exactly like your stepmom.
No, it seemed weird. I just, you know, it's funny. I was just thinking that because I saw that same thing wherever they were. There was a teaser of them together. And I was like, wait, where was he with his stepmom? And then I realized it wasn't his stepmom.
Yeah. No, that's creepy. Creepy and wrong.
Yep.
It's creepy when someone marries someone that looks like their parent, you know, or a step parent. Either way, that's still all creepy, fucked up.
Yep.
Even if your stepmom is hot.
Yeah. And how many stepmoms removed is she? Is that his second or third stepmom?
Oh, God. She's the third wife, so she's the second stepmom. Yeah.
Okay. Because he's from the first one, right?
Yeah. He's from Ivanka. Is that her name?
I can't keep him.
What's the – because the daughter's got a similar name to the mom. Yeah, whatever it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
The kid's still a douche.
Yep.
She doesn't have the funky accent, though.
No.
Yeah.
No, none of the kids have a funky accent. Just the mom.
No, I meant the girlfriend.
Oh, no. She's from the U.S.
Yeah, she's a Fox News reporter.
Yep.
You can see her neck, though, that she's old. And that's horrible. I sound like such a fucking prick. But her neck, her face is very tight, and her neck has loose skin that's befitting her real age.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the Botox thing, but.
Yeah, the Botox and the facelift and the. Oh, boy. I'm not a fan of orange people. No.
Yeah, I don't like the spray tan thing either. I think that's the weirdest. We did that once, and that was the only time I've ever done it.
I know, me too. And then when I got home and had the fucking shroud of the fat man in my bed, I was like, this is stupid.
It was stupid. It was a mess and ridiculous, and I was like, I don't need to ever do this again.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's really no fucking need whatsoever.
Nope.
All right, we're out of time. It's time for us to go.
Wrap it up.
Everybody go enjoy and stay out of the fires and be safe and don't get shot. And we'll talk to you next week, right?
Yep.
Yep. All right. Peace out.
Back off.
Goodbye.